大家有没有感觉到好像回家那种温暖的感觉
？I don't know if you feel like we feel the warmth of coming home.
我每次唱到这样的诗歌的时候
，Every time when I sing a hymn like this，
就感觉到那个家的温暖在我的里面。
I feel there's a warmth of home in me.
不光是那个天上的家
，Not only the heavenly home。
今天在这个地上，我们有一个家。
But also we have a home on this earth.
虽然是暂时的
，Even it is a temporal。
但是也让我们，开始有一点领会到那个将来的家是什么样一个感觉。
And yet the temporal home also give us a sense to understand what's the taste of the eternal home.
在我开始分享之前
，before I about to share，
我先谢谢大家。
I would like to give thanks to you，
因为我知道实在是一方面是主的恩典和怜悯托住我。
Because I know on the one hand it is God's grace and mercy which have upheld me.
还有弟兄姐妹在祷告中天天的纪念。
But also brothers and sisters remember me in your prayers.
让我今天还有力量能够站在这里和大家一同交通。
So that I could have a strength standing here to share with you.
哦，虽然这个癌症又复发。
Although the cancer can reoccurred.
但是神的力量好像更大。
And yet, since God's strength is greater than that.
我好像这些日子，我感觉我的力量比以前更大。
I feel that in these few days, the strength I have is greater.
睡得也更好。
And I have a better sleep too.
我知道暗中许多弟兄姐妹为我们祷告。
I believe that many brothers and sisters have been praying for us in secret.
在这里，我一同也谢谢大家。
I would like to thank you all.
也感谢主。
I also thank the Lord.
实在看见他在我们这个虽然软弱的人身上。
Because we truly see that in the weak person as I.
但是呢，他能够显出他的能力。
He can manifest his power.
他的恩典。
His grace.
他的怜悯。
And his mercy.
这个在我们每一个基督徒身上都可以经历。
And that's the experience for all Christians.
所以我们在这里传福音的时候。
So as we are sharing the gospel here,
我们不是在讲一个以后才发生的事情。
We are not talking about something that's going to happen later.
我们所讲的是，当你今天接受的时候，你就可以开始经历的一件事。
What we are talking about is something if you have received today, then you can start experiencing it.
不要等到将来。
You don't have to wait for a future.
也不要说等到死了以后。
And you don't have to wait until you die.
今天我们就可以经历的。
Today we can experience it.
这是这样一个美好的福音。
It is such a wonderful salvation.
那么前两个礼拜，曾弟兄打电话给我。
About two weeks ago, the brother John called me up.
问我有没有负担来传福音。
He asked me whether I have a burden to share the gospel.
说负担，我实在是有负担。
Concerning the burden, I did have a burden.
因为享受得到主这么多的恩典。
Because I have received so much grace from the Lord.
我们怎么能够不传福音呢
？How can I not to share the gospel?
可是说实话，要站在这里讲一个钟头，也心里有点担心。
But yeah, I still have a concern when I think about standing here to share for over an hour.
所以我跟弟兄说，我寻求看看。
So I told my brother I need to seek before the Lord.
我就祷告。
So I prayed.
一天、两天、三天过去。
The day, 2 days, 3 days passed.
我需要给弟兄一个回答啊。
And to the point that I need to respond to my brother.
所以有一天早上醒了，我就说主啊，你好不好给我一句话好了，让我知道哪一个方向。
So in the morning, one morning when I woke up, I said to the Lord, Lord, please give me a word so that I would know which direction I'm heading.
诶，很奇妙的，主就给我一句话了。
And yet, very interesting, the Lord gave me a word.
就是刚刚大家唱的那首诗歌上面讲，直到永永远远。
And that is the hymn title we just sang, Until Eternity.
诶，我听到这句话在心中的时候，我就知道。
And when I have that word in my heart, I knew.
啊，这是一个真的神感动我。
That's the moving from the Lord.
说实话，这个永远是很难讲的。
And to tell the truth, it is hard to share about eternity.
我们都没有经历到。
Because we have not.
我们想到永远的时候，就想到是将来以后发生的事情。
When we think about eternity, we think that is something going to happen in the future.
但是实际上不是。
And yet it is not true.
当神创造我们的时候
，When God created us.
他就把这样子的一个感觉放在我们的里面。
He already put that sense in us.
我们来看几节的圣经好不好？
Let's take a look a few passages.
所以大家知道不是我在这边讲，是圣经上的话。
So that you will know that it is not I who is saying this, it is from the Word of God.
我们先来看传道书，旧约传道书第三章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
在第十一节那里
Verse 11
传道书第三章第十一节
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11
纯敬畏神造万物各按其时成为美好
He has made everything appropriate in his time
这下一句大家看着又将永生原文作永远安置在世人心里
He has also set eternity in their heart.
然而神从始至终的作为人不能参透。
And yet so that the man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end.
这句话就说到说他当初在造我们的时候呢就把这个永生的这个意念放在我们里面。
He says that when the Lord created us, he already put the sense of eternity in us.
我不知道大家有没有想过这个问题。
I don't know whether you have a thought about this question.
我记得我大概是高中的时候
I remember when I was still in high school.
开始想到人生的这个问题
I thought about our life.
我知道有的人比我更聪明他更小的时候就开始想这个问题
I know somebody is probably smarter than I am and they start thinking about questions earlier than I did.
我是到高中才开始想这个问题
I thought about that question when I was in high school.
到底人生是怎么回事呢？
What is about for our life?
人生活着是什么意思呢
？What's the meaning for our life? What's the purpose?
对，然后到底人死了以后呢，又是怎么回事
？And what's going to happen when we die?
有没有那个永远
？Is there eternity?
想啊想啊。
So I thought about it.
但是呢，有没有答案
？But could I find the answer?
我不知道你有没有想过这个问题、
啊。I don't know whether you have a thought about that.
想来想去，就是说算了吧，也没有一个答案，没有人知道。
So we gave some thoughts and we feel like, oh, we would like to give it up because
对不对
we didn't know the answer.
你有没有想过这个问题的？举手我看看。有没有想过这个问题
？Questions. If you have a thought about that, please raise your hand.
我不太多。
Not that many.
不要害羞啊！想过这个问题的举手我看看。
If you have a thought about that, please raise your hand. I hope that we are not just a few.
好，往下。那么。说实话，这个永远的问题，我想大家其实都想过。
I believe that everybody have a thought about that question.
但是也都在回避。
And yet we try to avoid it.
因为呢，你找不到答案。
Because you cannot find the answer.
但是呢，圣经却告诉我们。
And yet the Bible tells us.
我们之所以会有这种的想法。
The reason we have that kind of a thought.
其实呢，神是放在我们里面了。
Because that was a place by God in us.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
因为神是永远的神。
Because our God is God of eternity.
这个永远就是他的本质。
And eternity is his essence.
他就是永远。
He is eternity.
好，所以他造我们人类的时候呢，他特别爱我们。
When he created man, he specially loved us.
他希望我们也得着那个永远的生命。
He also wanted us to receive that eternal life.
所以当初他在伊甸园里面中间就放了一棵生命树。
So, in the Garden of Eden, he placed the tree of life in the garden.
他希望我们每个人都能够从他那里得到生命。
He hoped that we can all receive life from him.
这个生命是永远的生命。
And that life is a life eternal.
这位神他是永远的神。
This God is God of eternity.
他的目的他的旨意他所有的作为都是为着永远的
All his will and his purpose is for eternity
我们人不是
And it is not so for man
我们所能够想到的就是我们今生
What we can think about is this lifetime
我们所能想到的就是我们所看得见摸得着的
What we can think of is something that is tangible something that we can see
好像这个更实在
It seems that that is a more concrete real
但是我们不知道神其实要我们得到更高的。
And yet we don't understand that God wants us to receive something higher, better.
更好的。
Better.
能够存到永远的。
That can last forever.
所以他的作为呢都是为着永远的。
So all his work is geared toward eternity.
这就是今天为什么我们今天人不容易来认识这位神的一个原因。
So that's why one of the reasons that as men it's hard for us to come to know God.
所以我们每次传福音的时候，我想福音朋友们心中都会有很多问题。
So every time when we share the gospel, I think gospel friends have some questions.
好像有很多矛盾。
It seems that there's a lot of contradictions.
问题在哪里呢？
So what's the problem?
因为我们的思想呢是有限的。
Because our mind is very limited.
我们所想的都是今生的。
What we can think of is something to do with this lifetime.
我们没有办法想到永远。
We cannot think about eternity.
但是这一位神，
But this God,
他是永远。
He is eternity.
好，所以他所做的，所要在我们，所要给我们的，都是为着那个永远的。
And what he is doing and what he is about to give to us is toward eternity.
那这一点呢，我们就产生在，所以我们在信主的过程上呢，就会有一些困难。
So there's some difficulties in our process of believing the Lord.
那我自己个人也是这样子。
And that's also true for me.
哦，我以前还没信主之前呢，听到福音。
Before I believed in the Lord, when I heard about the gospel,
但是不容易接受。
But it was hard for me to accept.
因为我头脑里面天天想的都是科学啊、哲学啊这些东西。
And in my mind, I was thinking about science and philosophy.
好，我想的都是这些眼睛看得到的东西。
I was thinking about the things that I can see.
好，但是在这里，传道书我们再看一下第十四节哈。
And we turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14.
我知道神一切所做的都必永存。
I know that everything God does will remain forever.
无所增添，无所减少。
There is nothing to add to it, and there is nothing to take from it.
他的目的呢，是要人在他面前存敬畏的心。
So God has so worked that men shall fear him.
这里讲到神一切所做的都必永存。
He said that everything that God does will remain forever.
你看到没有？神的这里就讲到神的一切的作为呢，他是为着那要存到能够存到永远的。
So we can see that everything God does will remain forever. It's for eternity.
好吗？另外一处的圣经，我们来看一下，在罗马书第一章。
Another passage is in Book of Romans.
在新约里面，罗马书第一章二十节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 20.
自从造天地以来。神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and the divine nature has been clearly seen.
虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse.
这里讲到神的永能和神性。
This talks about his eternal power and divine nature.
虽然眼睛看不到，
even it is invisible,
但是呢，我们可以借着所造之物能够晓得。
But that can be understood through what has been made.
所以呢，对于这位永远的神，
so for this God of eternity,
还是我们可以略微知道一些。
We can kind of understand about him.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know him?
从他所创造的这一切。
Through what has been made by him.
我从初中的时候呢，就开始对这个看星星有兴趣。
From my junior youth time, I was interested looking at the stars.
这个那天文学。
Astronomy. Yeah. I was interested in astronomy.
然后到了高中的时候呢，我还自己磨了一个镜片。
And when I in high school, I made a lens.
在40年前那个时候，那个条件都不是那么好，所以要东凑西凑的才能弄出来。
So 40 years ago, it was we didn't have that conditions to have something made, so we have kind of piecemealed it.
也就是说，我很非常的投入这个。
So that indicate that I was very devoted in that.
好，但是我们知道。在这个神所创造的这个宇宙里面，我们就能够略略的领会到神的伟大。
And we can see that through God's creation, His universe, we can kind of understand His greatness.
我们今天都知道，我们有一个这个地球是在这个太阳系里面。
And we know that the Earth is in the solar system.
这个太阳系呢又在一个银河系里面。
And the solar system is just a part of the Milky Way.
今天资讯很发达，我想大家都见过这个银河系的照片，像一个大漩涡一样在那边转。
And there's a lot of information. So I think everybody have seen the picture of the Milky Way. It's like just a
whirlpool.
Yeah.
那么呢，在这个中间有个黑洞。
And inside of that, there's a black hole.
所以把很大的力量在吸引着这么多的星球在里面绕着它转。
And that's caused a lot of attractions so that all the planets will circle around it.
所以呢，我们要稍微有一点，我想给大家一点概念哈。像这样子的一个银河系呢，里面有多少颗星星？
I would like to give you some understanding. Do you know how many stars in one Milky Way?
这都是天文学家弄出来的天文数字。
There's a there's a huge number.
那么这个数字就是差不多有1000亿颗星。100 billion.
A 100 billion. Yeah.
差不多有1000颗星，1000亿颗的星。1000亿。
100 billions.
那这个1000亿的这个星呢，就是像太阳这样会发光的星而已啊。
And those stars are just like suns.
还不包括不发光的，像地球啊、什么火星啊、木星这些东西。
And that number does not include those planets.
所以你就知道这个银河系有多大。
So we can see that it is such a huge Milky Way.
我们看那个照片的时候，好像就是这么一点点哈。看你的荧幕有多大。
And when we look at the pictures, it's just this small whirlpool.
但是你想想看，有一千亿颗这样的星。
But you can think about there's a one hundred billion stars in that.
这宇宙有多少个银河系呢？
And how many Milky Ways in the universe?
A galaxy.
How many galaxies in the universe?
可能至少也有1000亿个吧。
Probably at least 100 billion.
我想没有一个天文学家可以给你一个正确的数字。
I don't think any scientist can give you the correct number.
就说我们的银河系，就算它估计的蛮准的，误差算它只差1%吧。
Okay, even the estimate is very accurate, but with a 1% error.
严总，那银河系每差百分之一可以差10亿颗星，对不对
？Okay, if there's a the error is by 1%, then that error is one billion.
你很难想象这个宇宙有多大。
So it's very hard for you to imagine how big the universe is.
今天人好像想要去这个宇宙找找看有没有其他的这个生物。
And nowadays, people try to seek out whether there's another life forms in the universe.
一方面去想要接收各样的信号。
They will try to receive all kinds of signals from the universe.
一方面呢，自己又发出信号。
They also,
像广播一样。
They also send out the waves and the signals out, and just like a broadcasting.
我不知道大家有没有听过这些事情，但你听这些天文学家在做这些事情，有时候很好笑。
And sounds funny when we heard about the things like this done by scientists.
他希望说，我把这个讯息发出去，这个信号发出去的时候，希望有其他的生物听到我们的时候，接收到的时候的，可以跟我们联络一下。
So they send out signals. They hope that if there's any life forms or other creatures in the universe, when they receive the signal, they will start communicating with us.
但是也有一些科学家很担心
But also some scientists are very worried.
你这样乱送讯号，万一引狼入室怎么办
？If you send out the signals and you're gonna bring in some aliens to us.
他不一定是跟我们很友好的，对不对？你不能保证啊。
They might not be friendly to us.
对啊，他可能是，他也很需要什么资源了。地球上好，这里有资源了，我也来拿采用一些资源啊。
They might be also seeking out some resources, and there's a lot of resources in on Earth that they might come to do something.
所以你看，人很矛盾的。
So we can see that we are in this contradiction.
但是不管怎么样，就着我们今天的科学来讲。
No matter what, based on our today's science,
你要飞到月球就要好几天的时间。
It takes a few days to fly to the moon.
你要飞到火星要算几个月的时间。
It takes a few months to get to the Mars.
你要飞出这个太阳系要多少年的时间
？It takes many years to get out of the solar system.
那不要说这个银河系了。
And not to mention the galaxy.
我们看那些星际大战的影片的时候，觉得哇，好像。很了不起。
When we look at the movie Star Trek, we feel like, oh wow, it's wonderful.
好像我们已经可以做到那样子了。
As if we can do that.
但是我们差得太远。
But we still are far away from that.
今天因为人连这个生活最基本的问题都还不能解决。
Because a lot of times we cannot just deal with some basic problems in our walk.
你送了太空人到了太空站上。
When send the astronauts to the space station.
他能生存吗？
Can they live there?
不行啊，你要经常几个月就要送这个食物去给他。
And no, once in a while you have to send supplies there.
好，更不要说要在太空旅行了。
Not to mention to travel in space.
你要住在月球，你怎么住呢？
How are you going to live in the moon?
你要住在火星，怎么住呢？
How are you going to live in the Mars?
好，今天这个问题都没解决。
And all these problems are yet to resolve.
但是呢，人有时候呢，我们会被这些科学的这些东西哈误导。
But a lot of times we will be misguided by this scientific information.
有时候我们觉得我们可以做到。
We feel like we can do it.
但是呢，我们要对自己有一个认识。
But we have to understand ourselves.
我们人是有限的。
We are limited.
有一定的极限。
And we are our limits.
在这个极限里面。
And in our limits.
如果我们把自己看得比这些还要大的时候。
If we consider ourselves beyond our limitations.
就是我们不认识清我们自己的有限的时候。
And that is, we don't understand our own limitations.
我们的思想会变得很高傲。
And our minds will become very prideful.
但是如果我们真正的谦卑在神面前。
And yet, if we truly humble ourselves before God.
我们看一看他所创造的这一切。
And if we take a look at his creation.
这个宇宙没有人知道有多大。
Nobody knows how big the universe is.
没有人知道它从哪里来的。
Nobody knows where it came from.
科学家所能给我们最好的说法，就是说，当初有个大爆炸。
The best hypothesis is there's it came from a big explosion.
但是他不能告诉你这个爆炸之前是怎么回事。
But he cannot tell you what happened before that explosion.
他怎么会爆炸呢？
And why he exploded?
这么多东西在那里，它怎么来的呢？
And so many things, all this came about?
没有答案的。
No answer to that.
所以我们要知道，科学是非常有限的。
So we have to know that the science is very limited too.
我之所以要讲这些，因为我过去就沉迷在这个里面。
The reason I'm saying this because I was very much devoted in that.
我觉得说，至少科学呢，是万能的。
Because I thought that science can do everything.
只要我们不断去研究、去发展，有一天我们就能够突破一切的困难。
As long as we continue to search and research, and we can resolve all the problems.
这使得我心里面呢有一种就没有办法来，就是说认识神。
So in that state, I was not able to know God.
好，所以对于这个永远的问题呢，我就没有办法能够想得通。
So it's hard for me to understand the problem concerning eternity.
但是呢，在我们实际的生活里面
，And yet in our daily lives，
我们有时候也有这样的一个想法，就是说有一个美好的时刻的时候，你希望这个时刻如果能够静止下来，我就能够好像把它抓住到永远。
It seems like sometimes we have a beautiful moment. We hope that moment will stay, and we would like to capture that moment as if that will be part of eternity.
好，我们会希望那。我们若是能够一直在这样的一个情况里面多好。
If we can continue in that moment, how wonderful that would be.
有没有人想过这样子的？
Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, 举个手我看一看。
Show your hands, please, if you have ever thought about that.
我想大家不好意思啊。
Okay,
那个
maybe a little bit shy.
有，每个人都有，所以为什么那么多人喜欢照相？
I think everybody does. That's the reason why we would like to take photos.
因为他想捕捉那个美好的那个时刻。
Because we try to capture that beautiful moment.
好，希望把它能够存到永远。
And we hope that will be kept till last forever.
但是呢，很多时候这个美好的时刻都是一闪即逝。
And unfortunately, a lot of these beautiful moments just pass right by that.
所以这摄影家都很辛苦的。你不要看他照一张那么好的照片哈，他在那边等那个时刻。
So actually, it's very hard for photographers to get a good picture because they have to wait until that right moment.
因为那个美丽的那个时刻一闪就过去了。
Because all the good moments, beautiful moments, just pass like pass by.
我们在家庭生活里面有时候也有这样的感觉。
And that's also true for our family life.
我觉得我在小的时候，大概高中吧，哈。
And when I was younger, probably in high school,
姐姐离家去读大学了。
My older sister left home.
再过几年，哥哥也走了。
College, and later on, my brother also left home.
有点舍不得。
And I feel a little bit sad.
想说我们以前这样子一家人在一起多好。
I feel like as a family together, how wonderful that was.
我不用长大，就这样子的，反。因为我有个好的家庭嘛，所以我们很喜欢，家里人在一起。
Because I had a very good family life, I enjoy being with them. I feel like if I don't have to grow up, that would be good too.
有时候我们希望我们能够不长大，而且看那个小孩这么可爱。
A lot of times we don't feel like to grow up. We can see that those children are so cute.
他要是能够不长大，天天这样子可爱多好。
If they can stay where they are and then being cute, how wonderful that would be.
但是不可能，对不对？
But it is impossible.
我们在我们今这个世上呢，都没有这样子永远的事情。
Because in the world, in the time, we don't have eternity.
但是呢，很奇怪的，在我们心里面就有这样子的一个意念。
And yet, interesting, this thought of eternity is in us.
好，那么呢，我们再来看一些圣经哈。
Let's continue to read some passages.
我们来看希伯来书第十三章第八节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8.
如果你不能翻到，因为时间的关系，我就念给大家听。
I'm going to read this for you.
耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
这里耶稣基督是特别讲到神的儿子。
Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
那么在两千多年的时候，两千多年前
，more than 2,000 years ago，
那么神就差遣他的儿子耶稣基督来到这个世上。
God sent His Son Jesus Christ to this world.
他来到这个地上也是有目的的。
And there was a purpose for His coming.
有一个永远的目的在那里面。
There was a eternal purpose.
他来这个地上呢，是为了成就一个救恩。
He came to this world to accomplish the salvation.
为了成就这个救恩，他自己必须死在十字架上。
In order to accomplish this salvation, he had to die on the cross.
那么这件事情呢，是在他还没来之前，圣经已经预言了。
And that matter has been prophesied in the Bible before he came.
我们现在先不谈这个救恩，我们先谈这一句话。他说：“昨日、今日、一直到永远是一样的。”
And let's look at the verse. It says that.He is the same yesterday and today and forever.
也就是讲到他是那个永远的。
It talks about he is the eternal one.
他为我们所成就的也是要到永远的。
And what he has accomplished for us will last forever.
好，我们再来看一节圣经，在约翰福音第四章十四节。
Another passage is in the Gospel according to John chapter 4 verse 14.
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternity.
还有一个地方在诗篇二十三篇。
And another passage in Psalm 23.
第六节。
Verse 6.
那里说到，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
好，你看到这些经节里面都是在讲到永远。
And we can see that eternity or forever has been mentioned in these passages.
其实在圣经里面提到这个永远提了超过500次。
And the term eternity or forever has been mentioned more than 500 times in the Bible.
有的时候它也叫做 everlasting.
And also use the term everlasting.
这都是在讲到永远。
And talks about eternity.
其实我刚才讲到神它就是它的性质是永远。
Because we already talk about God's nature is eternal.
这里讲到我们若喝了他所赐的水就永远不渴。
Here it says that if we drink of the water that the Lord gives us, we will never thirst.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
也就是说我们要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
It also says that we need to dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
这里面都是讲到我们信主之后的一种经历。
It talks about our experience after we believe in the Lord.
在能够住在耶和华的殿中，就是说能够跟他在灵里面那个同在。
And dwelling in the house of the Lord talks about our being with Him in our spirit.
你还没信主的话，你不容易了解。
And if you have not believed in the Lord, it probably will be a little bit hard for you to understand.
但是我所有的基督徒都可以告诉你，这是何等的美好。
But the Christians can tell you it is such a wonderful experience.
我这次我在一月份的时候去中国做一些治疗。
The past January, I went to China for treatment.
在那个三个礼拜的时间里面呢
，in the period of 3 weeks,
那么圣经就有一些话一直在。帮助我
The word of the Lord has helped me.
我也不知道为什么神让我一直在看这个诗篇，从十一篇看到十八篇。
I don't know why, but the Lord led me to read the Psalms from Psalm 11 to 18.
就在那三个礼拜的时间里面。
In the period of 3 weeks,
神好像借着这些话一直在托住我。
The Lord has upheld me with these words.
给我力量
to give me strength,
好心里面也得了滋润
and my heart was also nourished.
好像这里讲那个活水哈，在里面你就永远不渴
and it seems that the living water was inside of me and I did not thirst.
在我的里面呢，就有那个满足的喜乐
and inside of me there's a joy of a satisfaction.
我就从这里面选几句话哈，跟大家分享一下。
I'm going to pick and choose some verses from this portion of passages to share with you.
比如说在第十三篇，诗篇第十三篇的第三节、第四节。
For example, in Psalm 13, verses 3 and 4.
这里讲，耶和华我的神啊，求你看顾我，应允我，使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡至死。
He says, consider and answer me, O Lord my God, enlighten my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death.
免得我的仇敌说我胜了他，免得我敌人在我摇动的时候喜乐。
And my enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my adversaries will rejoice when I am shaken.
在十五章。
And Psalm 15.
这里讲，第一节就讲到，耶和华，谁能寄居你的帐幕，谁能住在你的圣山。
Verse 1, he says, O Lord, who may abide in your tent, who may dwell on your holy hill.
下面就讲到，就是行为正直，做事公义，心里说诚实话的人。
And verse 2, he says, he who walks with integrity and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart.
我没有时间讲，这整篇就也在我的心里面帮助我。
And the entire psalm helped me.
到十六篇的时候呢，第九节到十一节这里讲。
And Psalm 16 from verse 9 to 11.
因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。
Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely.
那很奇妙的，神的这些话就在里面，好像成为一个力量。
And very wonderfully, God's word become a strength in me.
让我里面有那个喜乐。
So that I could have a joy inside.
也有那个平安。
I also had a peace inside.
因此你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
Verse 10, For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, and nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay.
你必将生命的道路指示我，你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is a fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever.
好像神就把我带到这个满足的喜乐里面。
It seems the Lord has brought me into the fullness of joy.
把我带进那个永远的福乐里面。
Has brought me into the pleasure forever.
好，当我们在这个身体最软弱的时候。
When I was weakest in my physical condition.
好，但是神用他的话成为里面的力量。
And the Lord has turned his word into the strength in me.
好，在我们的一生中有时候会遇见一些事情。
And often in our lifetime, we will encounter something.
就是你最亲近的人也没有办法帮助你。
And in those matters, even the closest one cannot help you.
你只有自己来面对。
You have to face it yourself.
没有别的人能够帮助你。
No one else can help you.
我不是说别人真的不能帮助你哈。
I'm not saying that we cannot be helped.
但是呢，你会达到某一点，你会发现那个只有。你自己来面对。
But you have to come to the point that you have to face it yourself.
也就是我们每一个人都要面对的这个死亡。
That's every one of us have to face death.
这个只有你自己来面对。
You have to face it yourself.
没有其他人能够来帮助你。
No one can help you.
这件事情唯一可以帮助我们的就是神。
But concerning the matter of death, only God can help us.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为他已经差遣他的爱子来到这个世上。
Because he already sent his beloved son to this earth.
把我们这个问题解决了。
To resolve the problem for us.
他把那个永远的生命赐给我们。
He already given us the eternal life.
在这永远的生命里面的时候呢，你就不受这个死亡的威胁。
And in this eternal life, you will be threatened by death.
好，保罗说我们就可以胜过它。
And Paul said that we can overcome it.
而今天呢，这在我们每一个基督徒身上都是成为实际。
And today, it is a reality for all Christians.
我在北京的时候
，When I was in Peking,
隔壁的隔壁房间
，And the next door, one of the next door patients.
这一家三口
，And there's a family of three.
爸爸妈妈跟一个女儿。And, 还有一个女儿的男朋友，四个人。
A parent and with a daughter, and also the daughter's a boyfriend.
这个爸爸得了脑癌。
And the father got a brain cancer.
已经达到一个程度，就是很没办法治疗。
And to the point that it's untreatable.
我们在我这几年生病的过程里面。
In my past few years of being sick,
我看到很多人面对这个死亡。
I saw many people facing death.
不光是我。
Not only me.
在这样子一个情况里面呢，我看见基督徒真的是有那永远的盼望在里面。
In that conditions, I can truly see that Christians do have the hope of eternity.
这位这个做爸爸的，他得了脑癌。
This patient with a brain cancer.
那么呢，感谢主。他信主了。
We thank the Lord, he believed in the Lord.
所以呢，他也实在也有那个平安，我看得出来在他里面。
I can truly see that he has this peace in him.
我跟他没有很多的时间接触，但是就有一个下午有空的时候，我去跟他在那边一起交通了一下。
And I didn't have much time in contact with him, but one afternoon I went to his room and have some fellowship.
建华跟他的姊妹，她太太比较多，有交通。
And sister Tina has a more fellowship with his wife.
那天下午跟她谈了一些，谈到这个永远。
And that afternoon, I talked with him concerning eternity.
我感觉他里面实在很有平安。
I feel like he had a peace in him.
虽然在肉身上有疼痛
，even there's a suffering physically.
但是那个里面的平安是那个疼痛摸不到的。
And yet that peace cannot be touched by pains.
所以我们实在是感谢主。
We really thank the Lord.
我也看到有些人碰到死亡的时候非常害怕。
And also some people are in a great fear facing death.
你在他里面没有那个平安。
Because in that person there's no peace.
后来这个弟兄他因为还没有受浸。
Because that brother who has not yet been baptized.
所以在我们要走的时候他说他希望我给他施浸。
And he said that he wants to be baptized before we left.
我们说，你回你老家还是可以受浸嘛。
And I said to him, probably you can return your hometown to be baptized.
他说不要，他说我就要在这里，要你给我个施浸。
And he said, no, I want to be baptized here by you.
我们知道，我们在交通的时候，灵里面是相通的。
You know, when we have a fellowship, we have mutual understanding in our spirit.
也许我们没有讲太多的话。
Even we didn't talk much.
但是我们灵里面知道，我们都是属神的。
And yet in our spirit, we know that both of us belong
to God. 所以他里面有一个迫切的感觉，他要马上要受浸。
So he has this urgency to want to be baptized.
所以我们就在医院里面哈，就受浸，就给他施浸。
So I baptized him in the hospital.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
好，我们看见，在世上我们有时候会碰到一些难处的。
We can see that we may face difficulties in our lifetime.
但是我们不用害怕。
But we don't have to fear.
因为主给我们力量。
Because the Lord will give us strength.
这里刚刚讲到这个满足的喜乐和永远的福乐哈，在我们在今天就可以经历。
And it talks about here the fullness of a joy and the pleasure forever. That's something we can experience today.
那么另外呢，圣经里面我们再来看两处的圣经，在诗篇第九篇第七节那里。
And we're going to look at another two passages. The first one is in Psalm.9 verse 7.
为耶和华坐着为王直到永远，他已经为审判设摆他的宝座。
But the Lord abides forever. He has established a throne for judgment.
这里讲到有一个审判。
It talks about there is a judgment.
然后在那个帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章。
And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
这里讲到他们要受刑罚，就是永远沉沦。
It talks about there is a penalty of eternal destruction.
永远的沉沦。
Eternal destruction.
离开主的面和他全能的荣光。
Away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power.
我们都知道，当我们离开这个世界的时候呢，要面对一个事情。
We know that after we leave this world, we have to face one thing.
这里讲到有一个审判在那里。
It talks about there's a judgment.
一方面呢，是一个永生的路。
On one hand, it's a way of life.
另外一条路呢，是一个沉沦的路。
But there's also another way of destruction.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
因为我们人都是有罪的。
Because we are all sinners.
而这个罪呢，我们自己不能解决。
And we cannot solve the problem of sin.
唯有神的儿子在十字架上为我们担当了。
Only God's Son bore our sin on the cross.
当我们接受了他这样子的一个救恩的时候
，When we receive His salvation,
我们的罪的问题才得到解决。
The problem of our sins has been resolved.
因为是他替我们担当了这个罪。
Because he has taken the sin for us.
以前我不信主的时候呢，我想说我没什么罪嘛。
Before I believe in the Lord, I would think to myself, I'm not a sinner.
我还不错。
I'm pretty good.
从小我的父母也都说我这孩子蛮乖的。
And my parents said that I have been saying that I'm pretty good.
很听话。
And I'm very obedient.
我一个弟弟。
I have a younger brother.
我常常就会照顾他。
And I often care for him.
就是我只比他大六岁哈。
I'm six years older than he.
我也不记得了。
I don't remember what happened.
然后我父母就说啊，你小时候最乖了，你就会自动的会照顾这个弟弟。
My parents were mentioned to me that you have been very good because you took care of your younger brother.
我的哥哥呢，他都跑出去玩了。
And for my older brother, he would just take care of himself.
所以我自己觉得我这样蛮不错嘛。
And also made me feel that I'm pretty good.
我怎么会是罪人呢
？And how come I'm a sinner？
假使我有一些小罪的话，也不至于死吧，哈。
And even I make some minor sins that should not lead to death。
我们这样想，我们都有这种想法的。
We all have this kind of mindset。
因为我们是根据这个世界的这个法律在想。
Because we think like this world。
你犯一点小错，不至于死嘛。
According to the law of this world, if you just make some minor mistakes, you will not lead to death.
那么呢，你可能杀人了、放火啦这一类的，可能会死。
And if you kill someone and some major crime, then you will be put to death.
到今天啊，大家都要把死刑废去，所以这个要死也不容易了。
And a lot of times we like to remove the penalty of death, so it's a little bit harder to be put to death.
所以我们的想法是从这个世界的法律的一个想法。
So our mindset is in line with the law of this world.
但是我们刚刚讲到这个神呢，他是永远的神。
And yet we mentioned that God is God of eternity.
他是一个公义的神。
He is a righteous God.
就他看我们不是像我们看自己。
He looks at us, it's not the way as we look ourselves.
我们看自己的时候都觉得自己还不错。
When we look at ourselves, we feel like we are pretty good.
可能比上不足，比下有余吧。
And maybe we are not, cannot be compared to those who are better than we are, but we're still better than others.
所以呢，我们就觉得说我为什么神，这样子对我们。
And we will feel like why we will be treated like this.
但是圣经很清楚告诉我们，当我们一犯罪的时候呢，那个死，就在我们身上掌权。
And but the Bible clearly tells us when we sin, the death already reigns in us.
我们怎么能够脱离这个他的权势
？How can we be delivered from that power?
我们可能稍微年纪长一点都会有这样的经历。
And for those who are more advanced in years, we probably have this experience.
有一些罪我们知道我们不应该去做。
There's a sense we feel like we should not commit.
但是又好像不能控制。
But we don't have the control not to do it.
我们看别人的时候很容易。
It's easier for us to look at others.
我们看别人，那个人怎么搞的会嗜赌成性，脱不开呢
？And we'll say that how come that guy is addicted to gambling?
倾家荡产他都不顾，他还是要去赌。
And he has already wasted all his possessions and wealth, and he still would like to gamble.
我们想不通。
It's hard for us to think it through.
啊，我们就觉得这个人，这个天生就是这个样子。
We feel like probably he is just born like that.
其实我们每一个人都有这样的一种罪性的。
But and yet each one of us has this sinful nature.
但是呢，可能发表在不同的情况环境里面。
And yet that sinful nature is manifested in different condition, under different conditions and in different ways.
好。这就是人都有这种好像这个 addictive 的这种一种情形 obsessed by something.
Okay, so there's a human nature that we are easily obsessed by something.
特别是世界上的很多试探引诱。
Especially the temptations from this world.
你就发觉如果我们仔细的去想我们每一个人都有。
And if we think it in detail, we find out each one of us have this obsession.
好，在今天这个这个色情泛滥的时代
，and for today is flooded with pornography.
你就知道许多人就没有办法逃脱出来。
You can see that a lot of people cannot escape from that.
好，这我们必须要对自己有一个认识。
We have this understanding concerning ourselves.
好，我们没有这个认识的时候，我们都觉得自己还不错。
If we do not have this understanding, we will feel like we are pretty good.
所以我们要求主光照我们。
May the Lord will enlighten us.
好，圣经已经告诉我们
，The Bible already tells us，
我们都是罪人
，We are all sinners。
好，基督徒并不是说比还没信主的更好
，Christians are not better than those who have not believed in the Lord。
基督徒只是说已经认识到我们是罪人这件事了
，Christians are those who have come to realize that we are sinners。
所以我们需要神的救恩
，So we need God's salvation。
好，这一点是非常重要的认识
，This is a very important understanding。
所以呢，在那一天，在当我们碰到审判的时候呢
，So when we face the judgment，
就有两条路
，There's only two ways。
好，当我们得到神的救恩的时候
，When we receive God's salvation，
我们进到他光明的国度里面
，We will be in His kingdom of light。
在那里呢，我们可以享受到平安喜乐
，In there we could have a peace and joy，
有永远的福乐
，And there is an eternal blessing。
那么另外一条路呢
？And what's the other way？
通到那个黑暗里面
，That is a true darkness，
是可怕的。
It is very terrifying。
你要天天要面对你自己的罪
，You have to face your sins every day。
因为那天神就要光照你
，Because that day the Lord will shine light on you，
把你所有的罪显明出来。
All your sins will be revealed。
好，今天我们人常常在人面前可以表现得很好。
And for us, we can maybe behave well in front of people.
但是在暗地里，我们有很多的思想意念。
But in secret, we have a very evil and thoughts and conduct.
但这一切呢，有一天到神面前都要显明出来。
And all this will be exposed before God one day.
没有一个人能够再隐藏、再遮盖。
No one can hide, can cover.
好，所以我们一定要面对这件事情。
So we have to face this issue.
但是呢，今天神把他的救恩已经做成了。
But today God has already accomplished His salvation.
他只需要我们来接受他。
And what He needs is for us to receive Him.
这位神是非常公平的。
And God is very just.
啊，他不是说啊，你要得到什么学位，读多少书，你才能够来得到这个救恩。
He is not to say that you have to receive some kind of education to have some degrees, then you can receive salvation.
或者你有多少家产，你要给他多少，他才给你这个救恩。
And or you have to how much wealth and you have to trade that with him then to receive the salvation.
没有。
No.
神的救恩非常简单。
God's salvation is very simple.
他已经把所有的代价付上。
He already paid off all the price.
在我们这方面我们只要接受就得着。
And on our end, what we need to do is to receive, then we will have it.
只要我们敞开我们的心灵。
As long as we open our hearts.
我们接受他的时候呢这个救恩就成为我们的了。
When we receive Him, then this salvation will be ours.
好，并不是不需要我们再来做努力做什么事情。
It doesn't require us to do anything.
好，我们再来看最后一个地方的圣经，在提摩太后书。
And let's read the last passage is in 2 Timothy.
第一章的第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
这里就很清楚地告诉我们神救了我们以圣召召我们
It clearly tells us that God has saved us and called us with a holy calling.
不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。
Not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace.
这个恩典在万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
Which was granted in Christ Jesus from all eternity.
好，这句话很有意思。他说这个恩典呢，首先他给我们不是按着我们的行为，而是根据他的旨意和恩典。
He talks about this salvation has given us is not based on our works, but is according to His purpose and grace.
而这个恩典呢，是在万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
And this grace has been granted to us in Christ Jesus from all eternity.
而这句话又很难理解，除非我们从一个永远的角度来看。
This verse is hard to understand unless we look at it from an eternal perspective.
我们刚刚讲到主耶稣基督是在2000多年前来到这个世上来成就这个救恩。
We already mentioned that Jesus Christ came to this world 2000 years ago to accomplish this salvation.
但是他这里又说这个恩典在万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
But here he also says that this grace has been granted to us in Christ Jesus from all eternity.
我们再一次看见如果我们从神的角度来看就理解，因为他是永远的神。
But if we look at this verse from God's perspective, then we can understand because He is a God of eternity.
所以对他来讲，这件事情早已经做成了。
Because to Him, this matter has been accomplished.
对我们在活在这个时间空间里面的人。
And yet for those who are still in time and space.
我们好像是在2000年前发生的一件事情。
That things was accomplished 2000 years ago.
但实际上神这个计划老早就已经定好了。
And yet, to God, that plan has been set way before that.
他知道我们人是会堕落。
He knew that we will fall.
我们会落在罪的里面。
We will fall in sin.
但是呢，他已经把这个救恩就已经预备好了。
But yet, He already before prepared this salvation for us.
主耶稣基督在十字架上，好把我们的罪赎了。
Christ Jesus already redeemed us from sin on the cross.
今天这个赦罪的恩典只要我们接受就够了。
This grace of forgiveness is for us to receive.
你不需要做什么事情。
You don't have to do anything else.
但是这不是一个廉价的恩典。
But this is not a cheap grace.
因为我们的主耶稣付上了极大的代价。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ has paid a costly price for that.
才能够完成这样一个救恩。
To accomplish that salvation.
因为在那个十字架上，我们知道那个十字架上是一个非常痛苦的一个刑罚。
We know that the cross is a very cruel punishment.
但是他乐意上十字架为我们钉死。
But he was willing to be crucified on the cross for us.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
为了神永远的计划能够成就。
So that God's eternal plan will be fulfilled.
他为我们众人付了这个赎价。
He paid the price for all of us.
不管你今天接受没有，他当初做的时候就是为了所有的人做的。
No matter whether you have a believe in him, accept him, when he did it, he did it for all.
但是差别在哪里呢？
But what's the difference?
当你今天接受的时候，
when you accept him,
你就开始能够享受在这里面的祝福。
Then you can start enjoying the blessing that is in the salvation.
好，所以我们不要等。
So we don't wait.
好，不要说等我老一点吧。
And don't wait until we get older.
等我这件事情做完吧。
Wait until I finish that matter.
等我退休吧。
Wait until I retire.
好，那就很可惜。
Then that will be very pitiful.
好，我们从今天就可以享受这个永远的福乐。
Even today we can enjoy this eternal blessing.
好，这是神奇妙的恩典。
This is God's wonderful grace.
这个呢，是人很难想象的事情。
It is hard for us to imagine.
但是我们只要很简单的来相信他，接受他，就得着了。
But we can simply believe in him and trust in him, then we will receive.
因为他就是这么讲。
Because that is said by him.
他就是要这样子来祝福我们。
Because he wants to bless us in this way.
所以今天你到底要选择哪一条路呢？
But today, so today, what, which way you will pick?
你是要行在光明中？
Are you going to walk in light?
还是你要继续行走在黑暗里面？
Or you want to remain in the darkness?
就是这么简单的一个选择。
It is a very simple choice.
我知道我自己的经历，我当初也不是那么容易信主。
In my own experience, it was not that easy for me to believe in the Lord.
但是信主三十多年以后，
But after I believed in the Lord more than 30 years,
我越过越感谢主。
The more I become grateful before the Lord.
因为实在发现他的恩典实在是长阔高深。
Because I truly see that His grace is so wide, so high, so deep.
所以我也希望在座的朋友们。
So I also hope friends among us.
好，希望你今天能够接受他。
So today you can receive Him.
你就可以从今天开始进入这个恩典的里面。
And from today on, then you can enter into this grace.
好，现在我在我们结束的时候呢，我想为大家唱一首诗歌。
And so before we conclude, we would like to sing a hymn.
感谢主还给我力量哈。不过我现在要请建华为我施琴。对不起，谢谢 Helen.
Our brother going to sing. Our brother going to sing a hymn.
618
首哈。Tina to play the piano.
我们感谢主哈。这是我们姊妹生病以来第一次在这里施琴服侍。
We thank the Lord because it is Sister Tina first time play piano after she became sick.
又是一个奇妙的恩典。
It is another wonderful grace.
真的是超过我们所求所想。
It's beyond what we have been asking for.
还是刚才那一首618首啊。
Hymn 618。
我来唱给大家听，希望大家一边听的时候一边思想这个歌词。
Our brother is going to sing for you, and please meditate on the lyrics when our brother is singing.
永远，永远，永永远远，你要如何过此永远？当先解决这个问题，免得将来后悔无期，得救沉沦都是永远，你要如何过此永远？第二节，永远，永远，永永远远，你要如何过此永远？多人现在拣选耶稣，离开他们一切罪徒，相信救主，接受救恩，得了重生，亲近父神。感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
好，这里讲到在第二节。
In verse 2 it says,
相信多人现在拣选耶稣。
Many are choosing Christ today.
离开他们一切罪徒。
Turning from all their sins away.
相信救主，接受救恩。
Christ shall be their blessed portion B.
得了重生，亲近父神。
How will you spend eternity?
好，今天我们要做一个选择。
Today we need to make a choice.
这个选择是我们一生最重要的选择。
This is the most important choice we have to make in our lifetime.
不管你今天的生活是得意或者不得意。
No matter you have a good life or not, or you don't.
有的人今天可能在顺境里面。
Sometimes, maybe you are in a condition that everything goes in your way.
也可能你今天在逆境里面。
Maybe you are in the condition that everything is against you.
但这些都不重要。
But it is not important.
只有一件事情最重要。
But there is only one thing that is important.
就是你有没有选择得到这个永生。
That is whether you have chosen to receive this eternal life.
好，有的人在世上得意。
Sometimes it may be successful in this world.
好，今天人都在看电视，特别是中国的电视，好，都讲你怎么样，一个这个人怎么样赚得第一桶金。
There are many people.
你看 wealthy.
There are many people look at the TV programs, especially those who are watching the Chinese TV program. They recommend you how to become wealthy.
好，其实这个不重要。
But that is not important either.
有的人得到最高的学位在这里。
And some of them have reached the highest degrees.
有的人做了 CEO.
And some people have become a CEO.
你生活非常得意春风的时候。
And you are very, everything goes your way.
但是我们都知道那个都是暂时的。
But we know that everything like that is just temporary.
好，或许你今天失业。
Maybe today you are unemployed.
或者失恋了。
Or maybe you just lost your love.
或者失去健康。
Or you lost your wealth, health.
这些都不重要。
But that is not important
either. 有一件事情比这个更重要。
There's something that is more important than this.
就是你要先得到这个救恩。
That is, you have to first receive this salvation.
这个赦罪的恩典神已经做成了。
The grace of forgiveness, that is, God has accomplished.
你只要接受它就够了。
All you need to do is to receive it.
现在我请大家把眼睛闭起来，我们再弹一下这一首歌。
We would like to ask you to close your eyes, or sister, to continue to play the hymn.
如果你今天听了这个福音。
If you today you have heard the gospel,
你心里有个感动。
If there is a moving inside of you,
不是在你头脑里面啊。
It's not in your head.
在你心里面有个感动。
But there is something inside of your heart.
你说我愿意接受他。
You feel like I would like to receive him.
我要得着这样的一个救恩。
I would like to receive this salvation.
那么，请你把手举一下。
Please show your hands.
有没有人今天愿意接受这个救恩
？Anyone today would like to receive this salvation?
接受这个救主。成为你永远的救主。
To receive this Savior to be your forever Savior.
好，感谢主，举手。
We thank the Lord.
还有没有
？Anyone else？
啊，愿意的人请举手。
If you are willing, please show your hand.
感谢主，好，放下。
Thank the Lord.
还有没有
？Anyone else？
很简单。
Very simple.
但是呢，却是非常重要的一个决定。
Yeah, that is a very important choice decision.
好，我信主三十多年。
I believe in the Lord over 30 years.
这是我一生中最重要的一个决定。
And that was the most important decision I made in my lifetime.
不要等到你碰到难处的时候再来。
Don't have to wait until you face difficulties.
你今天就可以进入这个平安和喜乐。
Today you can enter into that peace and rest.
就可以得着那个满足的喜乐。
You can have the fullness of joy today.
今天许多的人已经拣选了耶稣。
Today, many are choosing Christ.
你不要迟疑。
You don't have to wait.
还有没有？还没有人愿意接受？
Anyone else?
做他的救主，请举手一下。
Anyone else would like to choose Christ?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
好，放下。还有没有
？Anyone else?
好，我再给你一点时间，我再来唱第二节。
Thank the Lord.
还有哈，好，感谢主哈。
Thank the Lord.
谢谢，感谢主。我再来唱第二节，你再思想一下哦。
And continue to sing verse 2 and you can continue to think about it.
永远永远永永远远你要如何过此永远多人现在拣选耶稣离开他们一切罪徒相信救主接受救恩得了重生亲近父神。好，我最后再问一次，还没有人，刚刚还没举手，现在愿意举手，愿意接受主。好，感谢主。好，请放下。还有没有
？One last time, if you have not show your hand and you are willing, please show your hand.
好，现在已经多人愿意相信接受主耶稣，还有没有
？We have many who have chosen to accept Jesus Christ.
Anyone else? 还没有举手。
If you have not show your hand.
没有话好，我们在一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer together.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we do want to thank you and praise you.
从永远到永远，你是神。
From eternity to eternity, you are God.
你创造了一切。
You have created all things.
但是你爱我们。
But you love us.
你不愿意我们停留在这个沉沦的路上。
You don't want us to stay on the way of destruction.
你要拯救我们。
You want to save us.
感谢主。
We thank Lord.
你今天的救恩就临到。
Because your salvation has been upon many friends among us.
你要用满足的喜乐,
You're going to fill them with the fullness of joy. You're going to place the eternal blessings in us.
感谢主,
Thank the Lord because you will be our strength. To lead us to walk in the way before us. We thank you for all your grace. We give all the praise and the worship unto you. In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.